The Phillies and Diamondbacks on Friday marked the Major League debut of Mark Leiter Jr., a second-generation Philly, making the start for Philadelphia.
Fly ball right center field. Odubel's there. Iannetta's going to try for third. The throw is on one hop. He's out at third base. What a throw by Odubel Herrera and an excellent pick by Mike Gianfranco. All right, so this is a key moment. It's the third time through now for Mark Leiter Jr. That is six scoreless innings for Mark Leiter Jr. And for Senior, it's a moment that he wanted to capture.
3-0 delivery. And he swings and rips it deep right field. Going back, Peralta to the track, and it is gone. A 3-0 green light, and Mike Gianfranco crushes it out to right field over the 376 sign.
So the go-ahead run is now aboard, and Jake Lamb coming up.
Got him with a changeup.
But the tying run is left stranded.
In the air to right center field. Toward the wall, it is gone! A two-run home run into the pole for Tommy Joseph.
Welcome home, Tommy Joseph.
Mark Leiter Jr. strikes out five and picks up his first career win. The Phillies 6-1 winners in Arizona on Friday. Philadelphia's second straight win after a five-game losing streak. After a five-game losing streak, Philadelphia has won two in a row. Here's Phillies manager Pete Mackinnon.
All his pitches well pitched ahead except for that one inning. Had some 3-0 counts pitched around that, but he had a good changeup that he threw behind in the count. Pitched inside well. His splitter was his go-to pitch and made a lot of hitters look bad. Real good hitting team. For him to come up and do that was outstanding. I think about the throw that Odubel made. Great throw after the fly ball for a double play, big play. Mikey Franco, good to see him hit that home run out to the opposite field on top of it. And Tommy Joseph hit that big home run when we needed to add on. Freddie, a couple of extra base hits, the triple in that first inning, ended up scoring.
He even showed you a little bit more tonight because in this ballpark, they're so good at home with their offense.
Well, once again, you know, this is his first year in the big leagues, not even a full year. And he showed us spurts of being a pretty good pitcher. You know, a guy who has good command early. He had walked too many guys in his first few outings here. But today was really a great performance. To follow Nola's performance, it's good to see those back-to-back pitching performances.
It's up in the air what's going to happen for the next start, right?
Well, wait and see. It all depends on where Eichhoff is in his rehab. You know, see, he said he felt pretty good today. I talked to him, but we're going to have to wait and see if he's going to be ready for his next start or maybe one more start for the kid. We'll have to talk about it.
Freddie Galvis was among three Phillies that had two hits apiece as the Phillies picked up a 6-1 victory in Arizona. Here's Galvis on the field after the game.
I think it's really important. I think when we start early making some runs, I think everybody's going the same track. And for me today, I started with a triple and then got the run. I think was good, especially for the team too.
Talk a little bit about, you know, you played these guys tough in Philadelphia, aren't able to come away with a win. Another tight game today. You guys were able to bust it open late, adding runs late. Obviously, to help the bullpen is always a good thing.
Yeah, they have a pretty good team, man. I think that's a solid lineup from the top to the bottom, and they have good pitching too. I think we play a pretty good game today. Later it was good today. He threw like 5-6 innings, like really good. And like you said before, we put a rally on the nine, and I think it was for more. Space to for Nate to work today. I think he do pretty good, and I hope everything keep going like that way.
And sometimes, well, you know, it's right, pays to be in the right spot, bottom of the eighth, that line drive that you catch to help Joaquin get out of that inning. Obviously very important, but yeah, pretty good planning on your part as well, I guess.
Yeah, I just tried to move a little bit to the middle, and I was all right. I'm going to let a hole over there, but I hope he hit here. Soon as I see the boy was like coming right to me. Like you said before, it was a good spot today. You know, happy for the win and happy for the work the guys do today.
Mark Leiter Jr. picks up his first big league win in his first big league start. What did he think of his performance?
It was awesome. I mean, just for the, you know, bottom line, team got the win. That's, you know, the biggest thing. And, you know, obviously first start was a good feeling, but, you know, just happy that I could contribute to winning.
As you're heading out here, do you even think that I'm making my first major league start against a team that just absolutely rakes? Or do you just put that out of your mind?
In my opinion, it's the big league. So, I mean, it doesn't matter who the lineup is. They all have the ability to hit and hit well. So I don't think it necessarily matters who it is. They're all big leaguers, and they've all earned their right to be big leaguers. And there's a reason for it. So, you know. I just trying to pitch to the team that you're facing that day.
Can you just describe the thrill of getting your first big league win?
It's something I'll never forget. I'll be honest with you. I think I was probably more excited for this than I was my major league debut. I mean, I've started a lot more than I've been in the bullpen, so it's something I'm more comfortable with, and to go out there and contribute to a win is what I was hoping to do.
Any nerves, or because it was your first start? Or did the first relief appearances kind of knock that out earlier this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think that being up here and getting your feet wet was definitely something that probably calmed me down, and just trying to just trust myself and just, like I said, just give the team the best chance I could to win and keep us in it as long as possible.
Pitching strategy-wise, how'd you try to approach that?
You know, just attack the game plan, try and stick to it. If stuff wasn't there, just kind of move on and don't harp on trying to find something that's not there that day. I think that was something that I learned my first stint up here, was that I do have a lot of pitches, and if something's not necessarily working that day, I have the ability to maybe kind of trash something and move on. I guess they found him on TV, that's what they were telling me.
And,
I'm sure he wasn't too pleased they found him, because he was probably stressed out, but I think it was worth him coming out. He's probably happy.
When did you know you were going to make the start?
After the game, the night before I got I don't know.
Today's Friday, so you found out Wednesday night?
Yeah, Wednesday night.
What was your mustard pass like?
It was tough.
What'd they get you with?
I don't even know. I tried to get in the shower as quick as possible.
Did you get to talk to your dad after?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet.
On Saturday, Robbie Ray is on the mound for Arizona against Ben Lively of the Phillies.